tonight, I'm going to tell you how many ways I'd love to tease you if I had the chance. I want to make you squirm and beg. I might even have to tie you to the bedposts so you don't let your desire take hold of you. It might cause you to do terrible, wonderful things to me. Do you feel like being toyed with this evening? Teased? Even denied? I'll tie you down. But only if you promise those terrible, wonderful things are going to happen eventually. What shall I do to you? First, I'm going to strip and come just close enough for you to smell my sweetly scented skin. I'll lean over you, allowing my breasts to gently hang over your face. Don't you dare try to touch them. Not even a light swipe of your tongue along the underside of my breast. No soft, gentle suckle to convince me to untie you. You are mine to command. For today, that is. You will be punished if you misbehave, and my fingernails are the only things that you will feel for now, chasing down your face, your neck, your chest and stomach, coming to rest just above your twitching cock. Toying with you, slowly tracing your length, giggling when you twitch, watching your face as I bend down and add my warm breath to the teasing. My fingers continue their travels down your thighs, where they dig in a little, and I watch your reaction. Feeling my fingernails on your soft flesh. Goosebumps all up and down your body as you feel my warm breath. You know what my mouth is capable of, and you yearn for it, don't you? My mouth joins my hands on your thigh, and you feel the soft, warm caress of my tongue for a split second before I sink my teeth into your flesh. I bite. First one thigh, then the other. All the while, never taking my eyes off of yours. Moving slowly upwards, I bite at your hips. I enjoy how your body reacts to pain. And I know you love the bites and bruises. I love seeing them and remembering the exact moment I made them. I love it when you shift in your car or on the subway and suddenly you are wincing with pain. Just a little bit. Then smiling. Remembering. My breast brushes your hard cock as I move. And I feel my nipple stiffen as it brushes the head of your cock. And then you can feel nothing. I am gone from your side and your sight. When I come back, I have a scarf in my hand. I walk around you, making sure your binds are tight. And when I reach your head, I lean down and let my lips touch yours, kissing you sweetly before tying the scarf around your head in a makeshift blindfold. That's enough of you being able to see what I'm doing. You love having your senses taken away, especially your sight. It can be terrifying, but you also know that you utterly trust me. Something about letting go like that and releasing yourself to someone as sexy as hell. I place a pillow over your hips, covering your cock, pressing it to your stomach as I straddle you and sit down. You don't get to feel my pussy just yet. I move my hips slowly, grinding down on the pillow, moaning softly. My hands are back on your chest and my nails dig into your skin. I lean down and kiss where I have left indents. Still rubbing myself on the pillow. My breath coming out in little pants and gasps. My mouth finds your neck and I latch on, sucking and biting my way to your ear, where I whisper, "I'm going to come." I do realize that the pillow move is mean as hell. You can feel my body, of course, doing that slow grind against you. But I've put you in a position of not being able to really feel what I want you to feel. And I like it. For now. I know you love not knowing where I'm going to touch you with these fingernails of mine. Or these soft lips. So feeling me dig into you, and then feeling the warmth as I kiss you, must be fairly shattering, I must say. And when I whisper into your ear, all you want is for me to come on you, filling your mouth, flooding your chest, covering you with my juices. Oh, fuck. I bite down hard on your shoulder as I come, my body shaking on top of yours, and I lay spent on you for a short time, before sitting up and tugging the pillow from between us. You can feel my warmth resting on your cock. My juices cover you, and I slowly move my hips once more. Feeling you against my sensitive clit is almost too much to bear. If you thought I'd let you slip inside me, it would be an easy thing to just move your hips around. I'm still recovering, who knows. Maybe I'd allow it before realizing what you were doing. I slide down and kneel between your legs, my tongue taking the place of my soaking pussy. I love tasting myself on you. Feeling my lips and tongue on you, cleaning you, knowing I'm tasting my own sweet self, almost makes up for the torture. Until I disappear once again, leaving you wanting. I reappear at your head, removing your blindfold, and positioning myself so that my cunt is directly over your mouth. I imagine it's frustrating not being able to reach up and pull me down onto your waiting mouth. This is absolutely one of your favorite positions. One of your favorite positions doing something you absolutely love doing. And I have you so figured out right now. But I can see it in your eyes that you won't beg me. You're not going to beg to taste me. I guess it's apparent that that's what I want. So you'll play my waiting game, thinking you will get what you want. Well, if you won't beg, my fingers slide between my wet folds and slowly rub my still throbbing clit right in front of your eyes and mouth. Is that a trembling lip I see? Okay, now you're begging. You can see me so close, you can smell me, and I'm practically dripping into your mouth. Please let me taste you. Please, I hear you say. I lower myself down onto your mouth. Feeling your tongue and lips touching me makes me gasp and moan. I pull away and grab some of your hair in my hand. Do you want more? Before I let you answer, my pussy is once again covering your mouth, and I hear you mumble into me. I'm giggling and moaning as your tongue explores me. Get your fill while you can. I'm not done teasing you just yet. But you also know my appetite for pleasure. I won't deny myself to spite you, especially when it comes to your tongue. You slip up deep into me and grind your mouth against my clit. Straining against the bindings, yes, but you also feel my weight as I press down onto you. And you know exactly how to please me. I can feel it building once again. I press against your mouth, gasping and whimpering. I can't stop it. I love your mouth on me too much. And the noises coming from you as you devour me send me into a quivering mess. And I can barely hold myself up as you plunge your tongue into me over and over. I scream out. I fall forwards. Even when you aren't in control, you make me feel things so intensely. Now your lips and tongue lock onto my clit as you feel my weight on you. The only way you're letting go of me is if I raise myself off of you. I come to my senses and move from your face, taking your jaw in my hand and licking your mouth, chin and throat, clean of my juices. Naughty boy, you take me so unaware sometimes. I glance down at your very hard cock and lick my lips, flashing a cheeky grin at you. I position myself so that I have easy access to your cock and balls. My tongue darts out and licks from your balls all the way to the tip of your cock. And I blow cool air on the wet trail that I've left behind. Repeating that over and over, I see fresh goosebumps cover your skin. And while it's not exactly ice and hot wax, you do so enjoy that mild temperature play I'm torturing you with. Especially when those goosebumps that just happen to pop up wherever I lay my tongue. God, I love teasing you. Knowing how much you love my lips on you, only to torture you with their proximity. All you want is to feel me slide down your length right now. And you gently push your hips up to my mouth. I know you want it. Which is obviously why I'm not giving it to you. But in all fairness, I can't wait to have you in my mouth. I look up at you and slowly open my mouth, taking just the head of your cock inside. My tongue circles around it, and I push down a little further. My lips stretching around your girth a little more. I'm moaning and my saliva is coating you a little more. My hand comes up to play with your balls. A little more, and you are deep in my throat, my flattened tongue pressed against your length. A little more, and I have your entire cock in my mouth. I begin to slide up and down, gagging slightly when you hit the back of my throat. How I love your cock being in my mouth. And how you love being there. Feeling my warm, wet lips slide down your length. There's such an intimacy to oral sex, don't you think? A different kind than sex itself. Just different. Apples and oranges, but to me it's an event that is filled with such trust, both ways, by both parties. I think that's the difference. And you can't hide how much you enjoy this feeling, and you begin to push your hips up into me, pleading for more. I know how much you love it slow, and I oblige you beautifully by just creeping up and down on you. Frustrating, absolutely, but exhilarating too. I move so slowly, so deliberately, caressing every vein with my tongue, feeling every pulse in my mouth, my hand keeping up with the slow dance, kneading your balls ever so gently. Your sounds of pleasure keeping my pace nice and slow. I started off wanting to tease you, but now all I can think about is keeping you in my mouth and pleasing you. And the combination of my mouth and hands on you sends jolts through your body. Especially those moments where I curl my tongue, alive and wet and wanting, around the underside of your cock. You try to not force your hips up to me, but to keep up with my desperately slow pace. As much as you want to explode in me, you don't ever want this feeling to stop. I sneak my hand down between my legs and slip a finger into my wet pussy, coating it before bringing it back and ever so gently slipping it into your ass. I watch your expression as my mouth continues its slow assault on your cock. I can't get enough of seeing that lust-filled look on your face. And my finger slides in and out of you, and I can't help but increase my speed as our enjoyment climbs. The feeling of multiple sensations, it can verge on the overwhelming sometimes, but in such a good way. You love feeling my finger penetrate you, and you open to me gratefully. You are utterly mine now, my toy. But right now, all I can think about is untying you and letting you loose on me. Setting free all that pent-up energy inside of you. But not before I take one last long suck of your gorgeous cock. I let my tongue trail down your length to your sack, licking and sucking gently. I venture further down, exploring where my finger is, licking your ass softly with my wet tongue. One last tease. You look at me and with no uncertainty say, "If you untie me, I will fuck your brains out. I will fuck every scream out of you until you can only just come and come. I'll make you my toy." I let one of your hands go. And I sit back staring at you, biting my lower lip. Oh, fuck. And in my head, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. You are free, and you reach for me, pulling me to you, roughly kissing me, biting. Hands are everywhere. Taking me on my hands and knees now, hard, pulling my fingers up to massage myself while you are deep inside of me. You ask me where I want it, where I want your cum. I'm gonna come for you again. I'm trembling and I want you. I need your cum in my pussy. Push deep into me. Hold me tight, too tight, and fill me. I come again for you while you fill my cunt with your seed. Exhausted and spent, we collapse together and sleep.